Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Good morning, patriots. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you had a blessed weekend. And so we wanted to start off the show this morning with some of the liars' lies, because we want to offer truth.
That's right.
Lady Liberty, truth is what?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth is black and white.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, wow. I mean, that's right.
Don't you love to hear their own words? Such stark lies, and they have absolutely no recourse in saying any of it.
They don't even blink.
Exactly.
Didn't even phase them.
Yep. Neither did the Nazis, as they told the people to go into the gas chambers. I mean, they would tell them just lies, bald face lies, just right to them that they were just going to go in to take a shower, get cleaned up, and they walked them right in there.
Well, and these new variants, and the reason why people are now who are vaccinated, if you want to call it that, are getting sick is because of the purebloods. It's our fault.
Yeah.
You know, we're the ones that are carrying this around, making it so. It's exactly what Hitler did in the 30s leading up to World War II.
That's right.
Their research. Trust the science. Listen to the science. The science and research shows that Jews carry more diseases than other, like, real humans, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what they tried to say.
That's the type of garbage they did. They had to keep them segregated. You can't come in here. You can't come into this store.
And it was by any means necessary.
Absolutely.
For their final solution to get rid of them. And we're in the same exact frame of mind from the elite right now. They feel they need to get rid of the population.
Or segregate us, keep us away from all the minions that are, you know, taking their poison. This is just...
The so-called vaccine, the death and maiming shot, is going to be an enormous population reducer.
In fact, if the Lord tarries, which we actually believe we are in the end times, and we're not going to make it long enough to write history books, but let's say the Lord tarries and 50 years, 100 years from now, there will be entire college semester courses in sociology studying the global delusion, and how an entire mass population of the entire world could have been duped.
Right, exactly. Yep.
How did this happen? I mean, they're going to be looking back on, how in the world does this even happen?
Right.
How do you get control over the minds of this many people?
Well, it's just like we've said before. If you've ever wondered what you, yourself, would have done during the Holocaust, now you know.
Yes, you do. Yep. Absolutely. And we said that, a year ago?
Yep.
And it's just reinforced even more so now. Excellent question. Just to repeat that.
If you've ever wondered what you yourself would have done about anything during the Holocaust, had you lived in Germany during, you know, the late 1930s and early 40s, well, most of us have probably questioned that. What would I have done?
Right.
Would I have, you know, what on earth would I have done? Well, now we know. Now we know, because this is almost an exact scenario duplicate.
Are you resisting the lies and the delusion, the great delusion that's taking place right now, or are you complying with it?
Right.
Are you capitulating? Are you partially complying with it? Are you trying to comply just enough so that it appears that you're following their rules, but you're really on the inside, you're hating it, or so you're resisting because you hate it, but you do it anyway, or what? I mean, this is a really good time for some introspection.
Right. Yeah.
And anyway, there's a lot to talk about. The Kyle Rittenhouse situation.
Yep. watching the nation and the world explode over that.
Oh, absolutely.
This weekend was just awesome.
The communists exploding.
Well, the good exploding too. I mean, all the true Americans just like elated. That was so moving to watch all of these different crowds of people just burst into cheers like, hooray.
Yeah.
You know,
a roar.
And, yeah, absolutely. It's just, that felt like America again.
Yeah.
You know, watching all of that happen across America was so cool.
Yep. It's when you're watching those types of videos, you're like, that right there, that's where America
that's
went.
That's the American spirit right
where
there.
Where did America go? Yep. You look at that, and what we're talking about is in several examples, but one in particular was, I don't know, it must have been a tavern.
Yep.
It looked like a tavern of some sort, and it was packed. Must have been 300 or 400 people.
Yep.
I mean, it was packed.
And it was two stories.
There's an upper level seating area, which is also full of people, but you got this like a 200
like a theater. It's theater screen
200
size.
200 inch TV monitor over top of this, above this bar, and everybody's watching the verdict being read.
Yep.
And when she got to the fifth charge, not guilty, the entire place just exploded. They're jumping up and down screaming, and it was a roar.
Yeah, they were so happy. They were so happy about it.
But that was happening all across the country.
Yep.
But on the other side of that, the communists are just spinning. Their heads are spinning like a top right now. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson, as Rush Limbaugh used to say,
right.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson led a march in Kenosha. And prior to that, he led a march against racism and against white supremacism in response to Kyle's verdict.
Yeah.
And there were communist flags, Antifa flags, and there were crowds chanting. I mean, crowds, not a couple people.
Right.
Chanting, the solution is communist revolution.
Good boy.
In the march that Jesse Jackson was leading.
Right. And so that is their response to American law being upheld,
right,
to which we need to counter them with a swift and very, very direct no.
Right.
In whatever form that no is.
Yeah.
Because no, they do not just get to throw a temper tantrum when things don't go their way. We
right.
upheld the law. We upheld the law.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that was almost said it. The 44th president, who shall not be named, appointed that judge.
I know that's a remarkable blessing.
Right. He didn't appoint him to that case. He was an appointee by that administration who happened to sit over this case.
Yeah, who actually was
a
true American.
Unbelievable.
And so, yep. And so, no, the communists don't get to say that we should not be following the laws.
Right.
And they can throw whatever tantrum they want. The law is the law, and that's how it's going to be.
Well,
so that's my input on that is they can stuff it.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, really cool thing. The Gun Owners of America is giving Kyle Rittenhouse an AR-15.
Sweet.
Yep. As a way of saying thank you for being the person of the year for Second Amendment rights, the right
no
to defend
kidding.
Yourself.
Yep.
Yep. So they're giving, I mean, he should have, that judge should autograph the AR-15 and give it back to Kyle Rittenhouse.
That would be very cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But he's going to have another, one for, from the Gun Owners of America, strong
right.
Second Amendment advocate. I mean, they blow the NRA out of the water.
They interviewed me for my book, way back in 20, it was either 2012 or 2013.
Oh, yeah.
And real, real great group of people there. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Good for them. That's awesome.
All right. Well, enough to get coming out of the gate, swinging, going Tasmanian devil on all the stuff that we're hearing about.
That's right.
Still trying to get more information on that Christmas parade in Wisconsin, I can't pronounce it. I'm not looking at it. I should pull it up. SUV plowed through this Christmas parade and took off. There were shots fired too. I mean, I saw the video of the thing speeding away. It turned, sharp right turn through the plastic barricades. Those go flying and then they punch it. They just accelerate down the street to get away from the parade. So Obviously, this is not a medical person, wasn't having a heart attack and careened into this parade. I mean, it clearly looks like they had full control of the vehicle.
Yikes.
It looks intentional. The shots fired, presumably, are law enforcement that were trying to stop the vehicle from fleeing.
Good.
I think there was three or four shots. And we'll see what's going on there. But
yeah, man, we'll be waiting for details on that.
Seeing this happen, Christmas markets being targeted by Islamic extremists or Islamists, jihadis in Europe. And we're saying we're going to see that coming here at some point.
Yeah, we got how many 100,000 of them over here?
Prayers for our country.
Yep, no kidding. For sure. Well, and so so we better get to the word of the day.
Yeah.
And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, which read under the title, "The Cheerful Giver." "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." And I absolutely love that. That is so cool. That is, that's exactly the spirit of the Lord right there. You know, he doesn't feed all his word into us so that we can just sit there and sit on it and keep it for ourselves.
Right.
I mean, he fills us with all of his awesome gifts so that we can reciprocate out to the world, right? So that we can be salt and light, and we can be his representative and be giving and joyful. And that is truly one of my favorite things. I love giving, and I love donating, the tithing, all of it. I just love it. And it's so cool. And the fact that it links back to us being thankful to him. So when we're cheerful givers, and we are, you know, especially this is cool because this came up randomly, we're approaching Thanksgiving, we're approaching the holidays where this is going to be the theme anyway, right? Mm. It's cool to read that we get the gift of giving from Lord,
right?
He first gave to us. We love because he first loved us. He is the giver. He's the one that gave us all those awesome gifts that we, you know, like I'm just
that's
saying,
right.
we flip them and we turn them back out to other people.
Yeah.
And that's the even just having the joy of the Lord. He's talking about a cheerful giver.
That's right.
And where it says, you know, don't do it out of, you know, don't do it grudgingly, and don't do it out of necessity because you're told to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, be happy about it. I mean, think about how much he's given to you, right?
Yep.
In such enormous ways. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, even according to Nehemiah 8:10, it says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And so basically, we were listening to a John Hagee sermon this past weekend, and we caught this really great statement that he said, "If you don't have joy, you're not qualified for leadership on any level."
Right.
And how true that is. I mean, because who are we in the end times if we are not expressing the joy of the Lord,
yep.
right?
Right.
You know, so many people have asked me, why are you always so cheerful? Why are you always, why do you laugh so much? I'm like, well,
right.
I'm a joyful person. I have the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, that's, it just spills over.
Yep. You know? And that's, so, despite the circumstances.
Yep, exactly.
In spite of them.
It's by choice. And it's also, right. it's also because, the choice of I can either be upset, angry, all of the, you know, the works of the flesh, or I can choose to be thankful.
Yes.
And joy is a product of being thankful, where anytime you're, like I've said this so many times on this show, if you're depressed, if you're, you know, if you feel defeated, spend an hour just you and God and just make a list of everything you're thankful to Him
That's
for.
That's right. Yep.
You will come out happy.
Yep.
I guarantee it.
Or at least joyful.
Joyful, yes.
I mean, even yeah. if you're not, that doesn't mean happy. It doesn't have to mean happy. It also means you're okay. God's got this.
Right.
Things are okay. And right. I have salvation. I have, you know, lot of things to be thankful for. And, you know, the loved ones I've lost, I will see again. You know, I will, He's got this.
Right.
And things are okay. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about that. But that's okay. I still have joy in the Lord.
Right.
And that justice will be done. And that He's still doing amazing, wonderful things. And we're going to be with Him in eternity. And He's coming back soon. And there's plenty of things to be joyful about.
Well, yeah. Even if it's just looking around your house at all the stuff, all the things that He's blessed you with in your house already.
Right.
Right. Just
yeah,
be,
no kidding.
Just spend some time being thankful. Thankful yep. and the joy of the Lord just pours out.
Indeed.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go right into a break here, and we'll come back with segment two. We've got several things lined up to talk about. Truth type of stuff. And, also, the name of that town, I did have that in front of me. That is Waukesha in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's just getting the double whammy action going on. So, anyway... segment two coming up right after this. This segment brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense in cases of self-defense. If you have to defend yourself, you will be facing, almost guaranteed, you're going to be facing some type of legal situation, whether it's civil or whether it's criminal. You're definitely going to want somebody who specializes in self-defense law to defend you. And that's what it's for. It's insurance that, for our listeners, is just $11 a month, averaged out. And you can't beat it. And it would make a great Christmas present for somebody that you love, that you know carries and you know, have concealed weapons permit or whatever. So, all right. RadioFreeReadout.com, and then click on the banner. That's how you get to it.
That's right.
A little reminder there.
Yep.
Okay. We're back right after this. Stay right there. This is the Morning Commute.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communists and the socialists.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The communists and the socialists. Propaganda techniques.
Hello, Patriots. Abraham Lincoln here. I am reminded of a time back in 1773 when the Sons of Liberty, including Samuel Adams and John Hancock, broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing hundreds of crates of tea into Boston Harbor. We celebrate that historic event daily here at Minutemen Coffee, for on that day in 1773, American patriots began drinking coffee, and the rest is history. We believe that all men are created equal. Coffee is not. Come taste it for yourself, and you will agree. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily, whole bean, ground, or in patented pods. We invite you to come celebrate with us at www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. By the way, this is a Radio Free Redoubt production, and Lady Liberty here from Liberty State Radio when that was running, and the voice over there.
That's right. Boy, that's been a while.
I know. Well, and then it was the, help me out here.
Political Church.
The Political Church.
Yep.
Awesome podcast, by the way, which is still up. All of those are still up, yeah.
Gosh, because I didn't renew the payment for that, and so I figured they wiped that out as well. But maybe, huh?
No, you have everything that's archived would stay up there because all that does is it allows you to put up so many megabytes per month. You know, the paid account.
Oh, huh.
For uploading, so
well, that's news to me. Here, all this time, I thought it would have been wiped out as soon as I quit paying for it.
No, we'll do. We'll dig those up. And put up a posting linking to the old Liberty State Radio shows and the Political Church
shows. That would be cool.
Because they're really rich content. Yeah. So
thank you.
A little backdrop story there. So you guys know who we are.
That's right. Yeah.
What's this JJS? What does that even stand for? What does that mean? Who are they?
That's right. You know, it would probably be smart if we put up little bios, if we had our bios on the website so that people could look it up.
On the morning
so that we don't
page.
Have to keep repeating it, because people would have no clue as to our background and our history and our extensive research.
New listeners, and we're like, well, I've been doing this for 10 years. You've got all these followers. They know who I am, right?
Right.
So you don't think of it sometimes.
Right.
But all right, now. It's Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, who are sponsoring this segment today. So prepping2-0.com is the website. And Glenn went to the restaurant, and I got a picture of him eating a breakfast at a real restaurant after getting out of the hospital and COVID and recovering.
Yep. And
too bad he can't taste it.
Apparently he's back to work, too. So
yeah.
That's good.
I was like, too bad he can't taste it. You don't get your taste back for a while.
For a long time.
I know,
it's
you feel really ripped
thing.
Off.
You do.
Just had a big old omelet and hash browns, and I didn't even taste it.
Yep, yep.
All right, so what do you got for us for this after break?
Well, so we've got some interesting things going on with the FDA. No surprise there, right? The Epoch Times was describing a lawsuit being started by a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. And what has happened is this group filed a FOIA with the FDA asking for all their documentation as to their process and all the results that they came up with for the Pfizer vaccine. Well, it only took the FDA 108 days total to do a full assessment for licensing of this Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
And so this group is that filed the FOIA, they're saying...
It's a group of doctors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Health and medical professionals, basically. Right. And so they're saying, you should be able to put that information out for us within the same time frame. If it only took you 108 days to come to that assessment that it could be licensed, then you need to have all that information out to us within the same amount of time.
Now, this is against the FDA, not
this
not
is
Pfizer,
against
right?
the FDA.
Okay, and the FDA is saying
they're kind of. Like they're dragging their feet. They're going, oh, no, we don't want to do that, because they just approached a federal judge that they asked for the allowance to not have to reveal this stuff for a total of 55 years. And so we would not know what all they came across in that 108 days until 2076, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And so,
unacceptable.
Absolutely. That sounds like something that Kissinger would do in the Cuban crisis, right?
It's a cover-up.
I mean, it's a total cover-up. And so the fact that they would even ask for that, And this group is saying it only took you 108 days to come up with all of your 329,000 pages of documentation.
Right.
If it only took you 108 days to come up with a much more in-depth investigation than just pumping out a bunch of copies.
Yeah, and they want to seal it up like it's classified information, it's national security, secrets.
And yet it's federal law that they have to reveal this.
Absolutely.
And so the FDA employs 18,000 people and has a $6 billion budget, and they're trying to say that it's too much of a burden for them to have to reproduce or make copies of these 329,000 pages, which is not true. If they can do all the work that it takes to produce those documents, they can make copies in a fraction of that time.
Absolutely.
And so good for this group that they're suing them. They're taking them to court, but they're waiting to see what this federal judge says, whether they will be allowed 55 years before they have to reveal what was in it.
People need to go to prison.
I know. That's because people are dying because of this death and maiming shot.
That's right.
So many people are dying. And if they're not dead already, they're severely harmed. There's a few people that aren't experiencing anything yet. Very few. Way less than people that are being harmed.
And well, the numbers are just staggering now as far as the damage. Of course, you and I are watching this.
Right.
On these Telegram channels that you and I are part of.
The victims are reporting on, yep.
The video of people that are damaged probably for life. They're going on months now.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctors and nurses are saying, we are not equipped to handle the adverse effects of this. They haven't told us what to do
this. Every time I watch one of their new videos, it's so hard to choke back the tears because you watch these perfectly young, beautiful, healthy people just on the floor in convulsions. They can't do anything but sit there and convulse all day long.
Right.
And it's because of these stupid death and maiming shots.
That's right.
These are not vaccines.
And all the people say, I regret it, but I was pressured into it by my boss, by my family, by my friends, by society. They felt pressured to do something they really were not comfortable with doing, but they did it anyway. They fell for, it's just, you're protecting your society.
And now they're permanently injured or dead.
And now they want to go after kids.
Yep.
We've got to get this information out.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The CDC, step aside, you criminals.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, my opinion. Anyway, we're out of time. We've got to go. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Be here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.